National Democrats dodge questions on whether NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. By Sean Moran on September 5, 2019. National Democrats in Congress and on the presidential campaign field have dodged questions of whether they agree with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors' decision to declare the National Rifle Association, NRA, a domestic terrorist organization. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors inflamed controversy in September when they voted unanimously to declare the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. The San Francisco Board also proposed that the city and county of San Francisco should take every step to limit its relationship with vendors that do business with the NRA, given that they declared it a domestic terrorist organization. Since the board declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization, the NRA has fought back, releasing a video to Breitbart News showing NRA members to be hard-working Americans with a variety of backgrounds. I shake my head, and I go, "What the heck is going wrong in our country?" NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre says in the speech shown in the video. In response to the controversy, Breitbart News reached out to several prominent Democrats on whether they agree with the San Francisco Board of Supervisors' decision to declare the NRA a terrorist organization. None of these national Democrats have responded to a request for comment from Breitbart News, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. Senator Dick Durbin, DEL. Former Vice President Joe Biden. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVD. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. The National Democrats' silence on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors' condemnation of the NRA serves as a dire message for the Democrat Party, which has historically had many Second Amendment supporters in their ranks. While the Democrats remain silent on the controversy, LaPierre has contended that NRA members represent exemplary elements of society, saying, "The NRA responded with a pair of statements recently, chastising San Francisco for its ludicrous stunt. This ludicrous stunt by the Board of Supervisors is an effort to distract from the real problems facing San Francisco, such as rampant homelessness, drug abuse, and skyrocketing petty crime, to name a few," the NRA said in a statement. "The NRA will continue working to protect the constitutional rights of all freedom-loving Americans. This is a reckless assault on a law-abiding organization, its members, and the freedoms they all stand for. We remain undeterred, guided by our values and belief in those who want to find real solutions to violence," the NRA said in another statement. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.